Good morning to you. This is the voice of Pastor Ken Harger coming your way, and glad to be able to share with you in another broadcast. You know, I want to welcome you to the month of March. Man, that don't seem possible, but I sure have enjoyed the weather we've just had this past week, and it sounding like it's even going to get a little better next week. It does help us to have a freshness of our spirit as we come to March. So we're going to talk about thinking spring and the spring and the seasons of life. But before we get started, I need to welcome you. Those of you that's tuned in by the way of WION, I-1430 AM, or 92.7 FM, or over in the Lowell Ada area, 100.3 FM at 8 o'clock, I welcome each and every one of you. Those that tune me in by the way of Greenville, WGOM, 106.3 FM at 9 o'clock, I welcome you. And I'm proud to say we're now streaming both of these broadcasts live by the way of the web. You tune me in, some of you tune me in by the way of internet radio at earsradio.com. That's down in Florida, and that's at 10 o'clock. Others are listening by the way of my website. My website is PastorKenHarger.com. Bring your mouse up over Messages from the Lighthouse, and Current Media will show up. And then you click on Current Media, and it takes you right to the top broadcast, which is the broadcast for this morning. I want to say thank you to all those that helped to take care of the financial part of our broadcast time. And this morning, I'd like to start with Shiloh Community Church. That's where I pastored for 50 years, still attend some of the services there. And I always like to give an invitation to attend the services at Shiloh. And Saturday evening, it starts out at 6:30, Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. And then there's a contemporary service at 10:45. And we also have a campus over in Greenville that's located in Old Calvary Baptist Church. That's the corner of Grove and LeRae Street in Greenville. And that morning service is at 11 o'clock. And a big thank you to K.N. Kingsinger for picking out my music for today, and I appreciate that so much. And a thank you to Bill and Judy Hammond from the building area for their financial support. To Gloria Spencer, in memory and honor of her husband, Spence. That was his nickname, and she lives in Orleans. And we do have an opening if somebody wants to get involved in sponsoring the broadcast. We do have an opening. You can just get a hold of me and we can see what we can do, okay? Well, that takes care of those things that I need to take care of. And I want to welcome you to the month of March, as I mentioned, and to the idea of thinking spring. This is the changing season, folks. This is a good time of the year, when all of a sudden things are going to be changing in our world around us. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready for those changes. And so we want to kind of prepare our hearts for the message by listening to a song. And this song is, Now is the Time. Now is the time. Realizing that time is of something of great value to each and every one of us. And now is the time, and it's ready to go. So here we go. God bless you. Thank you for tuning me in. And may we have a good time together.
There is a time for everything. And there is a season. God has planned everything. And He has a reason. A time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to be born. There is a
love that song, Now is the Time. The time for us to realize that our time is in the hands of God. You know, it's so special to realize that we don't have much control over time. You know, time keeps marching on whether we want it or not. And yet we realize just how precious this gift of time is. And we need to realize that there's a time for everything. And we're going to address that this morning. And as we address that, I'm trusting that the Lord will use our time together to be an encouragement for you to kind of see what time, what period of life you are in, and give thanks for the periods of life that you've gone through as an individual. But before I do, I want to have prayer for you, the listening audience. You're my congregation again this morning. You're the reason I'm up and sitting at this microphone, because I want to share with you the message that God has for you, because I care about you, and because I want you to know that I want to remember you in prayer. If you do have an unspoken request, when I come to that part of my prayer, if you will focus on an unspoken request, we're going to ask the Lord to meet that need, okay? Let's bow together. Father, once again we come into your presence, and once again we come on behalf of the listening audience. Father, everybody that's tuned me in this morning, wherever they've tuned me in, I pray your special blessing to be upon them and upon their family. I pray you would meet their every need according to your will. Some of them are daily needs, Father. We all have daily needs. Some of them are long-term needs, Father. Some are needs for healing. Some are needs for comfort. Some are needs for discouragement. Some are needs for family or personal friend problems. Things happen in life, and we just need your help to help us get through it and to guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us to go. So would you be pleased to bless each of the listening audiences today? And would you minister to them according to their individual need? Father, I want to remember if somebody's got an unspoken request. Right now, as they focus on that unspoken request, Father, I pray that your will would be done. I pray whatever they need, or wisdom or guidance or direction, I pray that you would give them that wisdom and guidance and direction. Father, we commit ourselves to you this morning. We want you to be our teacher. We want to look into your word. We want to thank you for your creation and the change of season. Thank you for the month of March. Thank you for springtime. I pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Well, as we welcome you to the month of March, it's just good to know that God is faithful to us. This week, I want to focus on the idea of the seasons in Michigan. We have spring, we have summer, we have fall, and we have winter. Each season brings about change to us in the world around us. Today I'm thinking about March as the start of spring training for baseball. They just got started last week. And Detroit's even won a game or two. So we could say something that comes from baseball. It would be time for us to step up to the plate. Maybe in your life there's some plate that you need to step up to, some responsibility that you need to take a hold of. I looked up spring training for baseball. It says it's a series of practice games preceding the regular season. Spring training allows new players, and Detroit has some, to try out for the roster and position spots. And it gives established players some practice time before the competition starts. I believe in the life of each one of us as many seasons of change. who are part of us as a human being. I also believe when we become a Christian, by placing our faith in the Lord Jesus, and we start our journey on the Christian life, I believe there's many changes that we go through. I've said for many, many years, your life changes every 5 years. Think with me for a few moments. There's a lot of difference between being one and being five. There's sure a lot of difference between being five and being 10. There's a lot of difference between being 10 and being 15. And then there's a lot of difference between being 15 and being 20. A lot of changes take place in those life, those periods of time. And then all of a sudden it levels off for a few years until we get to about 40 or 45. Can I say this morning? There's a lot of difference about being 45 and 50. And those of you that's in the 50s, I got to tell you, there's a lot of difference about being 50 and 55. And then life seems to speed up. When my son turned 55, I told him, Kendall, now you're welcome to the fast pace of life. You know, changes take place between 55 and 60, 65 and 70, 75 and 80. May I say to you that I have the privilege of being 86, and I count that a privilege. But the biggest change in my life, physically, has been between 80 and 85. A lot of things to deal with that I never had to deal with before. And that's kind of difficult to do, and yet it's still kind of a blessing. Going back to the thought of baseball and the time to step up to the plate, I want to share some Bible thoughts that no matter what age you are, we should step up to the plate of our life. Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verses 3 and 4 says, let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on a tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Love and faithfulness. I believe these are the foundations that tell us the quality of life is going to make a difference. These are the things that are supposed to be the guiding light of our love, of our lives rather, our love and our faithfulness. I found this definition of faithfulness, and I'll just give you a few. Faithfulness is keeping faith, maintaining allegiance. It's being constant. It's being loyal. It's showing a strong sense of duty or responsibility. Think spring in your journey with God and step up to the plate. I found a beautiful picture of some flowers, and on these flowers there was a word that I shared on Facebook. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the holy is understanding. We're going to be talking about how God takes a part in our individual life and how that makes a difference when we start thinking of life from God's point of view. And we start thinking of life from what God wants to teach us. We realize it's something that is very special. So as we started thinking about this idea of spring, I took my computer and I Googled the word spring sales. You know, I found out that they have spring sales for everything from cars to furniture. Everything from whatever you want to purchase, there's a big sale on it. I came across this, why they say they do that. The change in season from spring to summer and fall can impact customers' purchasing behavior. Performing marketing efforts that advertise that season appeal to help increase the product's revenue. Performance season sale events promote banners reflecting on the season of the springtime or whatever, and more contributions to trigger the purchase behavior of consumers. They're doing it to get us. He said these spring sales are taking place. And you know they do it for many different things. I believe in our journey with Jesus. As a Christian, as a group of Christians that make up what is called the church. With Easter being celebrated in the first week of April, I believe springtime is a good time for us to reach out to the unchurched people with invitations to attend the Easter service and at the same time to celebrate with us one of the greatest events that has ever happened in the history of the human race. And that is the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And he did that for you. And he did that for me. I always love the way it is recorded in the book of Ephesians. For by grace you've been saved through faith. And it's not that of yourselves. It is the gift of God. And not of works, lest any one of us should boast. We are his workmanship, however, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And to walk in them means we should live in doing good works. I believe God would challenge us as a Christian in the springtime of our walk with him to buy up every opportunity we have to do some good to help somebody else. And surely through this COVID thing, we realize that we do have to do some good. I realize it in a new and a fresh way in my own life because I was the one doing the cooking and people from the church family have brought in so much food. And they even brought in some of their very best food that they make. And in the book of Galatians, this is what he says. So then, whenever we have opportunity, let us work for the good of all, especially those of the family of faith. And the family of faith at Shiloh has stepped up to the plate, so to speak, for Bev and I, and they've helped us out tremendously. I believe God would challenge us Christians in springtime to walk with him and to buy up opportunities to share the good that God wants us to have. He even tells us why we should do that, why we should be busy doing good things in Ephesians 5:15-16. He says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Remember, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When you know the Holy One, he adds some understanding to your life. Make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Some people live in the past with regrets. Other people live so far in the future, and they miss the present. And really, dear people, it's all we've got is today. That's all God's promised. I believe God's desire for each one of us would be, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That's God's desire. For me as an individual, and I believe that's God's desire for you as an individual. We welcome you to the month of March. But you know what? Springtime is a limited season. I welcome you to springtime. But springtime only lasts, and pretty soon it gives way to summer. And God is saying in the springtime, it's a time for us to be awake and alert. He's saying it's time for us to be busy, recognizing that our time on planet Earth is also limited. Just like the season of spring is limited to a period of time, my life and your life is limited to a period of time. At funerals, I like to say, I believe when we're born in this world, God gave us a date to be born. But I believe when we're born, I was born February 16th, 1935. But I believe I also received an expiration date, a time when my life will be over. You know, on my milk jug, I got expiration dates. You know, on my medicine, I got expiration dates. On canned goods is expiration dates. But I got to tell you, as I shaved this morning, I was thanking God that he didn't stamp it on my forehead so I can see how close it is. God keeps it a secret, but in the meantime, he wants us to be busy. But make sure, this is from the message, but make sure that you don't get so absorbed and exhausted in taking care of all your day-by-day obligations that you lose lack of time and doze off and become oblivious to God. You're forgetting God. The night is about over. Dawn is about to break. Be up and awake what God is doing. God is putting the finishing touches on the salvation work he began when you first believed. We can't afford to waste time. We must not squander these precious daylight hours. Get out of bed. Get dressed. Don't loiter. Linger, waiting until the very last minute. Dress yourself in Christ Jesus and be up and about. And I believe he's saying, be ready to do good. God's saying this one Christ makes a difference in your life. Do you remember hearing when you was growing up? Some of you are too young for this, perhaps, but I remember hearing, early to bed and early to rise makes one healthy, wealthy, and wise. I don't know if that's exactly true, but I like what he says in Psalm 39. When the psalmist says, teach me, O Lord, about the end of my life. Teach me about the number of days I have left so that I may know how temporary my life is. Indeed, you have made the length of my days only a few inches. My lifespan is nothing compared to yours. Certainly, everyone lives like a whisper in the wind. Selah, think of that. Each person who walks around like a shadow. They are busy for no reason. They accumulate wealth and riches, knowing not who's going to get it. And listen to the bottom line. And now, Lord, what I'm waiting for, my hope is in you. That's what it has to be, folks. My hope is in you. One of my favorite things to share with people is the swiftness of life. And when I do that at funeral service, I like to say this, and maybe you've heard me say it before on the radio broadcast. The budding tree in the spring, which I'm looking forward to, my big maple trees budding this spring. The budding tree in the spring means you're going to rake leaves in October in Michigan. And when you rake leaves in October, you know what that means? The tree's going to bud again in the spring. What a beautiful thing God has given us. What a beautiful reminder. But the bottom line comes down to what I just shared a moment ago. And so, Lord, where do I put my hope? My only hope is in you. I encourage you this morning, put your hope in God and what he's done for you. Put your hope in the God of the seasons, that he knows what he's doing. And he created our world around us with the seasons. And I would encourage you to enjoy so very much the season of spring. As we come into it, as it warms up a little bit this next week, I hope I have a chance and I hope you have a chance to be out in the sunshine. And just feel the warmth. And let the days that we was 15 below in February, let those days disappear. Let those cold nights disappear. And let us think fresh and new, a brand new beginning. Springtime is here. You know, God wants us to think on some good things. I believe he wants to teach us to think on good things. He does that in the book of Philippians, and I have a song that I want us to listen to. And this song is saying, think on the good things. There's some good things in life. And you and I, when we look around, we need to realize there is some good things in life that's pretty special. And you know what I've come to realize? It's really the things that money can't buy. It's really those special blessings. And one of those special blessings is to reach out and be a help to somebody else. But as we think in our mind, that's going to have some doing of how we're going to do this. Here we go. Think on some good things. I'll be right back.
Like hope and peace and truth and joy and simple honesty.
I'm gonna think on the good things, think on what the Lord has done for me. I'm gonna think on the good things, 'cause what I think is what I'm gonna be.
If I think about despair, I will only get depressed. If I dwell on trouble, I will trouble be. I'm gonna fill up my mind with the goodness of the Lord. He will make me more like Him and meet my every need.
I'm gonna think on the good things, think on what the Lord has done for me. I'm gonna think on the good things, 'cause what I think is what I'm gonna be. I'm gonna think on the good things, think on what the Lord has done for me. I'm gonna think on the good things, 'cause what I think is what I'm gonna be.
Think on those good things, and I hope you're going to think on those good things. You've had so many blessings in our life. We got so much to be thankful and to give praise to God for. And we need to think on those good things. Those good things as a changing of the season. It's just good to think about springtime. Budding trees, flowers, all of those kinds of things. And yet we realize the seasons change. And I think now is the time to think spring. I love the seasons in Michigan. I believe those same seasons of spring, summer, fall, and winter are part of our human life. Just like the natural season do, so do the seasons in life. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 3, to everything there is a season, a time for purpose for under heaven. And then he lists a lot of things that there's a time for and a purpose for. But he reminds us before he makes the list, he has made everything beautiful in its time. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. It goes on with some other times, but you get the idea. To everything there's a time. There's a limitation of what you're going to experience in life. In nature, I believe God established the seasons. I believe he knows how long he wants the season to be. And then it moves on automatically to the next season. But I also believe God established the seasons in our individual life so that we move from season to season. God does not want us to live our entire life like it's springtime. There's other seasons he wants to teach us. I learned from Ecclesiastes 3 that in everything in life, there is a season, and notice he says a time. A time for the season to end and a time for a new season to start. I believe that's important to get a hold of. There is a reason for the season. There is a purpose for the process. There are seasons you don't want to go through, but there are seasons you learn some, in those seasons, you learn some things that you wouldn't have learned if you hadn't gone through that particular season. There are reasons in your life that you, there are seasons in your life, rather, that you would just really like to stay right there. And some of it is the springtime or the summertime. And others like the fall and the winter. My favorite season is spring. I see the world changing so much. The world around us changes so much. I think of spring as new life. I found a picture that I used on Facebook. It showed a picture of spring. Let me describe this picture so you can get a little look at it with me. First of all, there's a pond of water. And the ice is all gone. In front of the pond of water, there is some beautiful flowers. Over to one side, there's a flowering bush. And then there's green, there's trees that's got buds on them. And then there's one evergreen tree that's green all year long. And all of that reminds me of the freshness and the newness of life. What a beautiful thing. In this month, we're going to see things begin to change in our world around us. I don't know about you, but you know something? I'm tired of seeing the snow. I just soon see white. You know, for 22 years, my wife and I went to Florida, and the first thing we noticed in our journey to Florida was when the grass started turning green. What a privilege that was. I was home here Sunday a week or so ago, and I was turned on television. There wasn't anything particular that I wanted to see. And so I just kind of surfed a little bit. And I got to be honest with you, I'm not into golfing. But, you know, I stopped at the golfing. There was a golf tournament on, and it was a beautiful golf course along the water, and such beautiful green grass. You know what? I changed my mind of looking. I started watching that golf game, and I changed the color of snow to green grass and water splashing around with the wind. And that was very special. It was an uplifting moment. I got a big TV, and the grass was beautiful. And then to see them walking on the grass in their short sleeves and all those kinds of things. That was pretty special. But now, you know what, folks? In a short time, it'll be out my window. The springtime will bring the green grass. Those big maple trees of mine will bud. And it'll be a freshness of new life when the ice goes out of Long Lake. I have a celebration of that. When the ice goes out of Long Lake. That's something very special to each one of us. But you know, we need to move on, thinking about spring and thinking about it moving on to summertime. I love the idea that God has said he makes everything beautiful in its time. Now, if you want to stretch the time of spring longer than it should be stretched, probably the beauty is not going to be there. But you know what he went on to say? God not only put the seasons in their minds and hearts, but he put eternity in their heart. God wants us to realize that he wants us to find in our life the things we should be doing. I know there's nothing better for those than to rejoice and do good in their lives. That's what he said in Ecclesiastes. And that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good things of his labor. You know what God's saying? All of this stuff that we've been talking about life, is God's gift to you. It's to help you. It's to help you in your journey of life. I believe we need to look for beauty in each season of our life. We need to remind ourselves that life has got a lot of seasons, and I got eternity in my heart, that at the end of this time, God has promised that he's going to give us an eternal life through faith in the Lord Jesus. Let's look at these four seasons for just a few moments. No, I didn't decide this, folks. I Google things, and I just looked up to see what anybody else said. The season of spring, they were saying that's between birth and the first 25 years of life. The season of summer, when life seems to be so warm and relaxed, although our lives may seem somewhat stable, there is also extremely hot days, and the challenge as well of summer afternoon thunderstorm or even a tornado. They say this is between the ages of 25 and 50, whoever they are, okay? And then fall season comes, cool spring, cool breezes, the beautiful autumn colors. The leaves falling to the ground reminds us that life is changing. Things are falling out of the normal pattern. I've been talking to our son and his wife. You know, they're in that empty nest syndrome. All their children are grown. And you know, when it comes to that, that's changes. They say this happens between 50 and 75, maybe even 65. We realize that all of a sudden, we're starting to think about retirement. We're starting to think about what we want to do for the last part of our life. And there's so many changes that take place in that period of time. And then, of course, winter's going to come. You know what winter is, don't you? Winter is a time when the earth seems to take a break and at rest. And God is saying to us, that's the way it is in your life and my life. As we go through these seasons of life, we're leading to the part that God said he put in our hearts. And through faith in Jesus, we can claim it. And that is the promise of eternal life. There was a picture taken up by my cabin that I want to kind of describe to you. And this picture is a beautiful picture. It's a snow season. It's late in the fall and early in the winter. And you know what, this picture, the trees are beautiful, covered with all different colors of leaves. And all of a sudden, that first snowstorm came. And it stuck to the leaves. And you know, I think that's the way this has happened in my life, this period of time, from 80 to 86. I think it's happened, or 75 to 86. You know what I think has happened? It's kind of blended fall and winter together. And that's not a bad idea, but it's also realizing that life is surely strange in the way that it turns out in our individual lives as we walk with him. I think we need to understand that the seasons of life are a part of life. So may I take just a few moments and ask a couple questions. Where are you in the season of life? Are you long enough to be in the springtime? Are you old enough to be in the summertime? Oh man, I gotta tell you, I love the summertime of my life. I love the summertime of my life. Busy, busy, busy. We're raising our children. The church was growing the best that it had ever grown. Changes in my life were taking place. And it was something beautiful. And during that period of life, God changed so many things for us. We moved from a little cottage that we lived in down the road a little ways to the beautiful home we live in now. And we moved from the idea of, as time went on, we got the beautiful lot that I have at the side of the house, and we got a lakefront lot. The beautiful time of doing all the things that I was able to do at that period of time. And I had lots of energy, and energy even left over. And then we moved on into the fall of life. The fall of life is a little different. Changes begin to take place. You know, you find that you can't do the things you used to do. You find you don't have the energy, the things you used to be able to have the energy to do, and even have energy left over. But it's all a part of life. And God says he's made everything beautiful. Every season, there's something that I like about Michigan and every season of Michigan. There's things I love about the springtime. And I'm sure there is things you love about spring. There's things you love about the summertime, the summer of your life. Summertime here at the lake has been beautiful. And there's things that I love about the fall time. That's why I go on color tours. That's why I love the idea of hunting and things like that. And then when it comes down to the winter, we don't know how the winter's going to go. We started out pretty good this winter here in Michigan. Then all of a sudden we got lots of snow. First we didn't have hardly any snow. Then we got lots of snow. So what can I say is the bottom line? What is the bottom line to all of these kinds of things that you've experienced in your life? But before I do, I want to ask, as you, those of you that's my age, you're in this 80 bracket. I want to ask you, what's the best season of your life? And you know, I don't know as I want to think of it just best season, but what's the one that helps you when you get to this period of life when you're in your 80s? And you know, one of them is the memories. The things that you've gone through, the blessings of your life, the way God has led you, the things that he has done through your life, the things that he has done in your life. That's the stuff that we kind of can dwell on in the later years of our life. You know, I think of it as a gift of memory to recall. But you know, I told you I got this big TV. I have a computer, and I'm so glad I learned how to use a computer. On the computer, there's a screensaver, and I've got a lot of pictures. It's pictures of my family. It's pictures of the church and the church family. It's pictures of when I was younger. It's pictures of what things that Bevy and I have done together. It's pictures of our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. It's a picture of, I see myself changing as I see the different periods of time. You know what I did? I ride bike every morning. And what I did, I bought a cord, because I have my TV is a smart TV, and so I can put those pictures right on my screen, from my screensaver right onto my TV. And so as I ride bike, I relive my life. I relive the blessings, the thankfulness, the good things that God has done. And that is something that is very special. I think that's what the Apostle Paul was saying. There's much recorded in the Bible of the things that he went through, the blessings of his life. I believe the springtime is the time when we realize everything is new. I believe in the springtime it's when you become a Christian. And you know that, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature, new creation. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled you to himself through Jesus Christ. And he's given you the ministry of helping others come to the Lord Jesus. That is a good thing. That is the thing that started your life on this spiritual journey, when you placed your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. Now the summertime is a time for growing, the season of growth. And in 1 Peter, he says, there's some things we got to get rid of, every kind of evil, and every kind of deception, hypocrisy, jealousy, and every kind of slander. And he says, desire God, and desire the work of Word of God. And then I love what he says, and this is true for the summertime, because you have tasted and you have seen that the Lord is good. God is good. And it's good for you to give him praise. And it's good for you to think of your life and look back over your life and thank him for the summertime of your life. The busy times, those times, now you may be sitting in a nursing home. Now you may not be able, you may be homebound. You may not be able to do the things you used to do. But it's so good to be able to remember when I did those kinds of things, when I was busy for the Lord. And then fall is marked by a harvest time. Oh, there's so much to harvest in the fall of your life. You know, God says what you sow is what you will reap. And I need to take a little swig of my water this year. And he tells us that we should sow, don't sow sparingly, he says. Sow abundantly. Because how you sow is how the harvest is going to be. And that's what God's promise is to you and I. But he wants us to know, I love what Jesus did one day. The disciples were busy. They went in town and got food, but they didn't bring any people from town back out. A woman that Jesus had met at the well getting some water, she went in town, she bought the whole city out to talk to Jesus. And then Jesus said this to the disciples, don't you have a saying, it's still 4 months until the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe already to harvest. Do you realize that in your life, when you get up into that 70 age, 60 age, you're going to begin harvesting the things of your life? He told his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. We need to realize God wants us to be busy. And the reason he warns us of that, he says, let us not become weary in well-doing. For as a proper time, you will reap a harvest if you don't give up. Keep on keeping on. And then we come to the winter scene. I don't know about you, but I love the words of the Apostle Paul. His life had been busy. He had gone through all the seasons. And then he came down. He's writing to a young man that's now just getting started in the ministry. And you know, it almost would be like this young man could say to Paul, was it worth it, Paul, giving your life to the Lord Jesus? And I think Paul would answer this way, I fought a good fight. I finished the race. I've kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day when I see him. But he goes on to say, he wants us to understand that is not only for me, that's for everyone. I think that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to serve God in such a way that when it comes to the end of our life, when we come to the realization that life is close to the end, we can look forward for God saying to each one of us, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things." Now listen, folks, for closing, I got a song that says, if it couldn't be done, God wouldn't have asked it. God knows you can live these seasons of life, and he wants you to live these seasons of life. He wants you to understand that this is a part of what he has for you as an individual. And whatever season you're in, you need to be busy living that season to the fullness of its ability and enjoying that season. If it couldn't be done, God wouldn't ask you to do it. God bless you. Have a good day.
I told God I would go anywhere except that one place way over there.
Well, what do you suppose God told me to do? He said that's the very place that I'm sending you to.
Then I thought of every reason
that it wouldn't work out, and I named them one by one. But he said there's nothing to it, and I wouldn't say to do it if I knew it couldn't be done.
He wouldn't say do it if it couldn't be done. He wouldn't say win them if they couldn't be won. So you might as well obey, 'cause you know he wouldn't say do it if it couldn't be done.
Well, how has God been talking to you? Is there something that he's told you to do, but you are paralyzed by worry and dread? You'll never know the blessing till you do what he said.
Just remember God is able,
and he'll make a way, and the battle will be won. When you say there's nothing to it,
and he wouldn't say do it if he knew it couldn't be done. He wouldn't say do it if it couldn't be done. Wouldn't say win them if they couldn't be won. So you might as well obey, 'cause you know he wouldn't say do it if it couldn't be done. He wouldn't say do it if it couldn't be done. He wouldn't say win them if they couldn't be won. So you might as well obey, 'cause you know he wouldn't say do it if it couldn't be done. Do it if it couldn't be done.